Listener discretion is advised.
And it's funny because you do always order the chicken drumsticks, but you do not use those as drumsticks.
Those I put into my mouth, pull out the bone, clean as a whistle.
Which you then use the bone as a whistle.
Drill a little hole in it. That's my flute. I'm a one-man band at Shea Critique. I don't know why they've hired me.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Comedy. Today's featured episode is But That's a Different Story. I'm Greg, host and curator of comedy, and every week I find a funny episode that I think you will love from an independent podcast creator. Join hosts Matthias Spiegel and Ronald Donaldson as they bring you into their world full of granny-loving Bigfoots, clandestine horses, and other expected oddities in this comedy podcast that's part scripted, part improvised, and all ridiculous. If you like today's episode from But That's a Different Story, make sure to check out the episode description for links to subscribe. All right, we're going to get this show started after a quick word from our sponsors.
Begin.
Hello, I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to a well-marinated episode of...
But that's a different story. Headlines. Where we bring you the most interesting headlines from across the globe and expand on them for you, the dear listener.
Now let us hear today's story.
Secret saucier surreptitiously slips spicy sauces to servers. Matthias, have you ever dined at the famous restaurant here in New York City? Shea Critique.
Oh, the duck feet. The pig blossom. Oh, to die for.
Yes, standouts of the menu.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Delicious.
Every part of the pig they use.
Yes.
I take the little tail, I curl it and put it upon my lip like a little mustache.
And you stroke it so.
I like a villain.
Yes.
And then I order the caviar.
Delicious. And then you slurp that tail down like spaghetti.
Oh, yes. I dip it in my champagne.
Yes. Somehow they've made foie gras out of pig.
Oh, yes. They've force feed poor piggies.
Poor piggies, but... delicious tummies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the pork belly.
Yes. The shoulder.
All the parts.
Collarbone.
Oh.
Patella.
Oh, put the collarbone in my teeth. Play it like a little mouth harp. Doing, doing, doing. The crowds gather around. I put out my hat. Servers don't like it much. They say I'm taking their tips.
Yes.
I say, if you learned to do this, then you could do this as well. I wouldn't have to be the entertainment for the whole restaurant at Shea Critique.
Yes.
Hey, here's a little critique for you. Learn how to play an instrument. They keep the restaurant quiet as a cricket mouse. No music. Which is another thing they have an appetizer on the menu, the cricket mouse, of course.
It's one of the quietest creatures around, which is why many of our listeners may not have heard of it. It's so quiet, you never know where it is.
Oh, you can hear it, but you never know what part of the room it's coming from.
Yes, you'll hear maybe a bit of a, you know, two legs sawing together, making a sound, and then a scurry, and the cheese goes missing.
Oh, but you see little droppings, little raisinettes.
Yes, it's the cricket mouse. Hopping from here to and fro.
Oh, yes. Living. The legs are what is the appetizer, cricket mouse legs. Deep fried in butter.
Mm. And you use those to make some music, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Use them like little tiny drumsticks. I put a coaster. I drink my glass of water. I put a coaster on top of my glass, and I say, "Bring me my drumsticks, the cricket mouse legs," and then tap, tap, tap like a bongo.
And it's funny because you do always order the chicken drumsticks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All of the drumsticks.
But you do not use those as drumsticks.
No. Those I put into my mouth, pull out the bone, clean as a whistle.
Which you then use the bone as a whistle.
Yep. Drill a little hole in it. That's my flute. I'm a one-man band at Shea Critique. I don't know why they've hired me. They have not hired me, I mean.
Well, why haven't they is the question.
I know. I've been trying.
Yes.
Actually, I'm banned from there now, but they don't know what they're missing.
Well, were you there the night in question when some former server who was upset, unfortunately, because they were fired for doing a poor job, always spilling soup on patrons?
Oh, a poor, poor job. They were not good at pouring.
Yes. Yes. Pouring the soup. Spilling the soup. Yeah. Not everything was spilling.
That's really how they do it at Shea Critique. They bring you the bowl, and then they bring out the pot, and they pour it directly into the bowl. They say, that's how you get it fresh. You know that bowl hasn't been sitting around.
Right. They are still stirring when they bring out the pot.
Not like those other restaurants where you see all the bowls of soup under the heat lamp.
No, no, no. There's one server with little sterno flame running under the pot.
They have one server that holds the sterno, one that holds the pot.
Another is still running, chopping onions and carrots into the soup.
Oh, they have to hire by height. They have to get a tall guy to hold the pot and a short one to hold the sterno under it because he has to be directly under. Yes. Oh, they have to do coordinated dancing routines, like to get in sync with each other. It's a very difficult job. Very coveted position.
And, you know, they should hire you as the one-man band. They should also sell tickets to those dance rehearsals because they're something else.
Oh, yes. It's like line dancing combined with waltzing, if you could imagine. I'm sure
yes,
you can.
It's very, very energetic and really neat just to see them get in sync. And one person always falls down and messes up the other.
Well, I just like all the cowboy hat tricks that they do. The uniform at Shea Critique, quite interesting. Cowboy hat.
Tuxedo jacket.
Tuxedo jacket. Board shorts. But they have to be freshly pressed. No wrinkles on those board shorts.
No, 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 no. Footwear optional.
Yes. That could cause some problems, especially if the sterno holder is going barefoot and the cauldron holder is wearing spiked cleats, which they can if they want to.
Absolutely. It's encouraged sometimes to wear cleats, golf spikes, yep. Baseball cleats. You know, get that traction.
But yes, one poor pourer was fired.
Yes, and he was disgruntled. So disgruntled that he came back one night, put a disguise on him, got two pigtails, had a very big mustache, dipped it in squid ink. So it was all black mustache. No one knew who he was. No one recognized him. But
he came in during business hours.
Oh, yes, during the dinner rush.
In disguise, I see.
Mm-hmm. Came in with a bottle of hot sauce.
Oh, not just any hot sauce.
The hottest of hot sauces.
Mm-hmm. Carolina Reaper, I believe.
Yes, yes. Move over, Ghost Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
The Carolina Reaper's here.
Oh, see, and this was the South Carolina Reaper, too. Usually you get the North, and that's handleable.
Mm-hmm.
But the South Carolina Reaper, oof, that Huntington Beach pepper grows like seaweed.
Some people say it is seaweed.
It was so spicy.
So spicy. Legend has it that, yes, it's seaweed mixed with jellyfish venom.
Mmm. Yes.
And then...
makes sense.
Yes, of course, dried and turned into a sauce, a hot sauce. Maybe with some extra chilies in there.
Mm-hmm. Jalapeno, habanero, the such. Mm-hmm. Hatch.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Berry? Berry pepper.
Berry pepper. I don't know what a berry pepper is, but I bet it's hot.
Say, well, he was back in the day when he was in nope. Saving Private Ryan, but he's a Scientologist now. And his career has cooled somewhat. But yes, a hair of his head makes its way into every batch.
So he sneaks in with the sauce.
Yes.
He's got his eye on the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen manager.
The big boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of everything, making sure everyone is running a tight ship. That everyone's on time. Everyone's got their uniform pressed.
Yep. Freshly pressed board shorts, tuxedo jacket.
He'll throw some cornstarch on them in case if they're not pressed enough.
Oh, he carries an iron with him.
Yes.
You see him on the floor, walking around. The longest extension cord coming from the kitchen.
Especially made.
So many people tripping over it constantly.
Especially the running servers.
I mean, that was the problem. That was why this poor, tripped on the boss's extension cord. That's what caused the soup spill.
Yeah.
Unjustly terminated, he believes. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. I'd say OSHA's got a say in it, but he didn't go to OSHA, no. He decided to take matters into his own hands.
He went to the ocean of South mm-hmm. Carolina to get the sauce. Yep.
That's exactly what he did. Oh, so he sees that, kitchen manager out on the dining room floor. Odd thing for a kitchen manager to be doing, but...
I think he was steaming up some vegetables, giving him a little extra steam yes. from the iron.
But this server noticed, yes, well, the manager's out on the floor. Oh, you know, his grape juice left unattended.
Yes. He loves that deep purple grape juice from the
Concord
band.
Concord grape.
Deep purple.
Oh, branded, yes.
Yes.
Of course. They tried to make wine, couldn't wait long enough for it to distill, no, ferment into mm-hmm. wine. So they just were like, okay, well,
yeah,
we'll do grape juice instead.
But all of the grapefruit has a little dry
it's gotta
ice
sit
in it.
For how long?
Oh yeah, they were not having
worst
it.
Business decision.
They're rock and rollers. They don't wait around.
Yeah. That fast paced lifestyle. Yeah, they can't wait for wine to ferment.
Yeah. But they put dry ice in every one of their bottles, so there's always a little smoke on the water. But yes, the floor manager's grape juice was out in the open.
Mm.
Anything could have happened, and anything, or more specifically, something, did.
Yep. I think you can all surmise what happened here. Mustache disguised man puts a couple drops in his grape juice. Goes, sits at the bar, orders a Chardonnay, and then waits. You hear in the background, ha!
That was hot.
Sipping his Chardonnay. He knows what that was. And he felt satisfied. That was his revenge.
Yes, the floor manager had a very hot, spicy taste of that grape juice, spit it out, went on his merry way.
Yeah. Quite uneventful, but, you know, no one was hurt. So that's what matters.
Yes. And, you know, this waiter did try to press matters further, but floor manager beat him to it. Press the iron.
La
I thank you for listening. Be sure to head right on down there to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast 1 or 5 stars, but nothing in between, please. Then, you head on down to Instagram and follow us at But That's a Podcast. A little different name there. Then, email us. That's right, email your headline, any headline of your choice, and we'll expand upon it here on that show. And be sure to join us again next time for another edition of But That's a Different Story.
Thanks again for listening to Comedy by Indie Drop-In. If you would like your show featured, reach out to us at Indie Drop-In on all social media or go to indiedropin.com. See you next time.